A Global Voice by David Orocha. My friend Dave can be so frustrating. I do love him, but understand him I never will. I well recall that day in 2006 he called me from Paris, France. Oh yes, he likes to travel. I never know from where he will call next. Dave was so excited. He had met a girl he was sure was his soulmate.
We like the same things, read the same books, and listen to the same music. She's a dancer in a nightclub here. I would not be surprised if we didn't wind up in bed soon and married before a month has gone by.
Hold on, Dave. You're not the usual nightclub type of a guy. And how old is this dreamboat anyway?
Okay. She is 35. Didn't I tell you I had to attend this conference in Paris? They have a nightclub, and I just went in to kill the time.
Oh, Dave, why can't you stick to women of your own age? So, how long have you known this girl who could easily be your daughter?
I met her last night, and we had dinner tonight before the show.
And I suppose she is a starving artist, and you look like the perfect sugar daddy. I knew Dave since I was 16 and he was 25. He was a real bookworm, working away on his PhD. He fell in love with me then with a little Jewish princess nearer to his home in Manhattan. I didn't hold it against him. Next thing I knew, he was living with the girl and had a little boy. I knew that little adventure wouldn't last. That was in the early 70s. The girl was a crazy hippie who did not want marriage. Dave is very patient, and he courted her for more than 2 years before he talked her into moving in with him, and so the kid. I had my own life to live and lost track of Dave for a while. Before I knew it, I had 3 kids of my own, and I forgot Dave and his books, his romantic adventures, and his travels from New York to Colorado, to California, and back to New York. His first liaison only lasted 3 years. He found out that the little Jewish princess was also a lesbian, or thought she might be. I caught up with him in the 80s when I read one of his articles in a literary magazine. He was a professor at some small college in New York. He had married a business whiz, and the two had hit it off somehow. They were doing quite well, as he told me when I wrote him at the magazine. We soon became fast friends again, and I had grown very fond of the man. He was kind, very thoughtful, and passionate about his books. Unfortunately for Dave, his wife was a diabetic. They stayed married for 25 years, in spite of Dave's numerous affairs, and closer to the end, his adventures with prostitutes, or as he liked to call them, call girls. He was very kind to his wife, and nursed her through the last 9 months of her life. He decided to retire when she passed away. The next 9 months were difficult for Dave. Since he was 30, he had never lived alone. He filled his days with travel, literary conferences, and women for hire. I could see he was getting tired of the bachelor life, and I feared he was ripe for the first woman who offered him a little kindness in exchange for his sizable pocketbook. I had a feeling his tiny dancer, as he called her, was going to land her prize. To my surprise, the affair wound up lasting 11 years. Dave never saw it coming. One day in 2017, his wife sat him down and told him she had had enough of his tiny dancer fantasy. She had always hated him for calling her that. She had paid her penance and she was ready to spread her wings and fly. She had tried to tell him so many times, in so many ways, but he had closed his eyes and ears and ever guessed the truth. She had never loved him. The settlement was a costly affair. Dave's recovery from this betrayal was amazingly quick. In a month, he had left France and flew to Central America. He wound up in Guatemala. A week after that, I got a call and heard a familiar tune.
I've just met this beautiful peasant girl. And guess what? We are in love!
Why was it that Dave could not hear that global voice? By now, Dave was over 70, and the peasant girl was 39. When will he find out that love sometimes speaks with a forked tongue, especially when sex meets money?
Written by David Orocho. Narrated by Miranda Reddingspring and Rhys Draven. Produced by Braybrook Studios.